How's your week?
Good, good. I'm feeling like I'm getting fresh and hopefully to be ready on Sunday.
I mean, you have no doubt, do you, that you'll make a play?
Yeah, I think just taking the day off was just a matter of trying to make sure I was as fresh as possible on Sunday for the speed guys in Seattle.
So the streak is not in jeopardy here, right?
Not that I know of.
Speaking not of a time more like too, the speed of the defense of Seattle.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're probably the fastest defense that is in the NFL. You look at all across the board, they're just built completely on speed, running to the ball, playing hard, great effort. They've been the best defense in the NFL for a few years now, and they're playing as well now as they have all season.
Joe, you've had this streak going with all these plays. Do you ever think there might come a time like Ripken where you might just say it's time to take a play off?
Well, I know it's not going to last forever. So how the ending happens, I'm not sure. Haven't thought too much about it. But maybe you just walk away. Maybe you get hurt. You never know how it's going to end. But I guess I don't think about it too much. I know some people think about it, but I'm not one that does.
Do you ever see yourself voluntarily leaving the one side of game, say it's time?
Not this year. Maybe next year.
How amazing would it, Joe? No. How amazing would it be, Joe, to play your whole career and never miss it?
It'd be cool. It'd be pretty neat. I think it's something that you would sit back in your lazy chair one day and think it's probably cooler than when you're in the middle of playing.
Joe, are you dealing with something that happened Sunday to me, or has this been ongoing?
No, it's just a matter of being 31 years old and trying to make sure that you're as fresh as possible on Sunday. When you get a little bit older, you get a few more games and plays under your belt. It takes a little bit longer to recover after a game, and as the season wears on, you're a little bit more sore later in the week than usual and than you used to be when you're younger. And so I think it's important to get ready on Sunday rather than doing anything detrimental during the week.
Because you told us earlier in the year, I can't remember the exact numbers, but you had like 3 ACLs and a couple ankles.
I've had a lot of injuries, but I've been fairly healthy this year, and there was no injury on Sunday.
You've never been to Seattle, right?
Correct. This is the first time I'm playing out there, and this is my last stadium that I have to play in.
No pleasure trips out there? You've never been?
Never even been to Washington. It's besides in the airport one time, but
what are you gonna go
I was flying through.
Drive out to the ocean on Saturday?
That sounds nice. I might take a swim on Sunday morning.
Nothing to hunt out there.
Joe, what do you anticipate in terms of the atmosphere there? You probably heard so much about the 12th man.
Yeah, people talk about Seattle being the loudest stadium in the NFL, the most passionate, loud fans. So we're obviously going to be prepared for a noisy environment that's difficult to hear, difficult to communicate, difficult to hear the snap count. So there's obviously going to be some added challenges this week versus a normal road game.
Joe, this might be a better question for next week after you go to Seattle, but what is the best environment you've been in the NFL thus far?
Besides the home games in Cleveland, I think for me, just growing up in Wisconsin, I'm biased towards Lambeau Field. I think the history that stadium has and the way the stadium is built kind of in the middle of a neighborhood, it's got such a family feel to it. So I'm kind of partial to the atmosphere in Lambeau, but certainly I'm excited about experiencing Seattle based on what everyone has said that has played out there and how loud the 12th man is and how loud the stadium is and things like that.
Have you ever been in a situation where it's so loud that you can't hear, you know, the guy in the huddle, or is that kind of just overblown?
A lot of road games you really have a hard time hearing. Obviously, at some point you have to get the play. You can't just go up there and assume that it's a pass or a run. But one of the louder places that I had played was Minnesota in the Dome when they were playing in their Dome a few years ago. That was really loud, and that was hard to hear. But it's something you deal with always on the road is the noise level and the difficulty of hearing the play in the huddle and then communicating on the line of scrimmage. But it's just part of the NFL.
You play with obviously a lot of quarterbacks. and some I assume are louder than others. So where does Johnny rank as far as his volume?
I think he's average, I guess. Maybe, I don't know. When it gets loud, really, the snap count has to be silent. There's no other options. So it's just a matter of hearing the play in the huddle.
Joe, what did he show you Sunday, and what do you expect from him going against the number two defense in that environment?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm excited for him. It's obviously a big stage for him. It's going to be a big test for him. Everybody kind of wants to see what he can do here at the end of the season, see how much growth he's made. And he played well last week, and we're hoping that he can play even better this week.
What do you think was the key to getting the running game going? I mean, the best production since 2010.
Well, I think it was nice to get some called runs in the game. I think being in a game that's close or that you're winning, you have the ability to call some runs in the second half, which is a big key to having a successful running game. I thought we did a good job making the early runs hit big. You hit a couple monster 50-plus yard runs, I think, in the first half. And when you do that, it's going to make whatever you do the rest of the day still look good.
And was part of it scheme adjustments or leaning on, because Pettin and Flip were talking about how, you know, it was more inside zone and gap scheme and less outside zone. Is that an evolution that's taking place for you?
I think it's fair to say there's been an evolution. I think in any season you're trying to figure out what you do well as a group. This being Flip's first year, it's probably taken us longer to figure out who we want to be running the ball than it should have. But I think right now we've kind of hit our stride a little bit in the last few games. We are comfortable now with the runs that he's calling. I think the backs are comfortable with those runs. We're blocking him better. And so I think it's a combination of all those things. We're starting to figure out what we do well in the run game. And obviously it was kind of an explosion last week based on our production.
You don't have to do it more than one game to say that you've figured everything out here.
If I said we have figured everything out, I apologize. I was I misstated then, because I wouldn't say we figured everything out, but certainly we're going in the right direction. And the progress that we have made, I feel like we're happy with where we are, and we're starting to figure out what we can do well running the ball.
Joe, what did you think of Austin's first
start? At guard for us, I know he started some games in Jacksonville, I think at tackle, but I thought he did a nice job. It's a tough environment to come in and play with a group of guys that you really don't have a lot of experience playing with. He wasn't here in training camp, so we didn't get a lot of experience and reps playing next to him. But I thought he did a nice job with the opportunity that was presented.